بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. The last chapter we discussed about the turban or the imama of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before we move on to the next chapter, there's a hadith in Musnad Ahmad on the authority of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he used to send a sahabi as a leader of a group to a certain country or to a certain city, to honor that sahabi as a leader, what he would do, he would tie an imama on his head. And he would dispatch the army, and the person who would be wearing the imama, he would be known as the leader of that group or that that army. So this was a common practice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not only to wear the imama himself, but he used to tie the imama for sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in as well. The next chapter is on the lower garment of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as far as his clothing is concerned. Abu Musa al-Ashari radiallahu anhu reports from Aisha radiallahu anha that Aisha radiallahu anha showed us a patch sheet and a thick coarse lower garment, and she said that this was something that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wore, and this is what he wore when he passed away. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that the lower garment, the sheet of a Muslim, should reach until the shin. And if he wants to go beyond that, he can, but it should not go beyond the ankles. But those portions which are hang over the ankles, meaning below the ankles, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that they will burn in the fire of Jahannam. The clothes flow, those clothes that flow over the ankles are a sign of pride, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not even look at that person on the day of Qiyamah. The hadith is in Abu Dawud. So, from these hadith, number one, we learn about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's lower garment that he used to wear from his navel and past his knees, but he used to be above his ankles, obviously, and anywhere in between the shin area and above the ankle area. Anything lower than that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam disapproved of, and he said, وَيْلُ الْعِقَابِ مِنَ النَّارِ. And he kept on repeating this many times, that as far as having the trousers or the pants beneath the ankles, that is a sign of pride, and at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not look at that person on the day of Qiyamah because of that. And number three, that area or that portion of that person's body will be in Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us.
Amen.
The next chapter is on the walk of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he says that I did not see anyone walk faster than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to walk very, very quickly. But at the same time, as he would walk, he wouldn't drag his feet on the ground. And while walking, he used to keep his gazes low. He never used to look up. Very similar, we already covered this a little bit in the beginning about when we were talking about how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as far as his appearance is concerned, we also spoke a little bit about his walking. And in the next hadith, Ibrahim bin Muhammad rahimahullah says that when Ali radiallahu anhu described the walking of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that he would not drag his feet on the ground, and he would walk with a lot of speed and with force, and subhanAllah, as if he was descending from a high place. But if you're on a high place and you're moving, coming down, you know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had his back a little bit bent, and he would face obviously forward, and he would be looking down. The next chapter is on the qina of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Qina is a cloth that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to wear on his head when he used to apply oil in his hair, so that his headgear, his topi, would not get oiled. So he would have a little cloth on his head after applying oil, and that used to absorb all the oil in his hair. And it won't allow the headgear or the topi to get oil on it. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to have that. Anas radiallahu anhu, he said that often Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would wear a cloth on his mubarak head, on his blessed head. This cloth, because of his greasiness, because of the oil, looked as if it had been oiled. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to apply oil in his hair. The next chapter is on the sitting of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, we'll talk about that tomorrow. There are different ways how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sat. Sometimes when he used to sit in the gathering of people. Sometimes when he used to sit at home. Sometimes while he used to eat. So inshallah, we'll talk about a little bit about the sitting and the resting of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the upcoming chapters. Inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability of practicing upon these sunnahs of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, 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 alhamdulillah,